Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Saudi's going for a third straight win here in Arkansas. I'm joined by Ben McLaughlin, enjoying a great road trip so far. Five hits through the first two games. And Ben, I just want to ask you recently about the recent resurgence. I mean, it's a long season. You lead this team in games played, and I think you're probably feeling the dog days of summer more than just about anybody around here. So what do you think has switched for you recently?
Yeah, for me, it's just like trusting my routine, my plan, and just like sticking with it. I mean, we play 138 games for a reason. Game 110 means just as much as game 10. So for me, I'm taking it day by day and just know, like, at this time of the year is typically when pitchers get more tired. So just trusting what I'm able to do and just sticking with that plan every single day.
Got to be cool to produce and help the team win coming back to the state of Arkansas where you played 2 years collegiately.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this place holds a special place in my heart for sure. Love being back in Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas fans are all over the state, so just hearing those fans and those support is always just a blessing for sure.
And cool to see one of your fellow Razorback teammates, Caleb Kelly, on the other side too, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's a great friend of mine. We had a great year together, and it's always fun playing against those type of guys.
So you have played, I looked, 81 games at first base this season, but I think a lot of times we forget that you're still relatively new to first base. I mean, you won a gold glove in JUCO as a third baseman. So how would you say your evolution as a first baseman has gone this season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just from top to bottom of this organization, they've done a really good job with me and just like how I go about my prep work to just stuff I do in the game, whether it's my pre-pitch. And yeah, they just something that now I have a plan of something I'm doing every single day, and the comfortability of it all is just from day one to now is just tremendous.
How would you say Ronald Ramirez, who coaches the infielders for the Saudis, has contributed to your development?
Ronald's meant everything to my development. I mean, there's stuff that I don't think about all the time that he just will go back, look at the game, just something just like pre-pitch or how I'm moving to certain balls, taking better angles, just trying to make my job as easy as it can. And yeah, that work definitely has paid dividends for sure.
You've been here since opening day, so I feel like your pulse of the clubhouse is as good as anybody's. On the bus ride here to Arkansas, we lost two guys to trade, Daniel Egan and Sandro Santana, two of our more talented pitchers. Obviously, that's the business of baseball, right? People get traded. But how would you say the ripple effect has been throughout the clubhouse post-trade?
Yeah, I mean, those are two guys that we love a ton and were huge for the Saudis. I mean, Dan and Sandro, I mean, every time they're on the mound, it felt like we had a shot to win and we're gonna win. And yeah, I mean, it's part of the game and part of the business, but I mean, in professional baseball, it's a lot of next man up, and we know there's talent all over this organization and just guys doing their part. They don't need to be any more than, they don't have to do any more than what they already are doing, and just like competing, throwing strikes in the zone, playing good defense, and I feel like we have a ton of guys that do that for us.
You were promoted to AA just over a calendar year ago at the start of August last year. You've played basically a season's worth of games at this level. So what would this version of Ben sit next to me here in August of 26 go back and tell the August 2025 version about what these last 365 days were like?
Yeah, I mean, I just tell myself to stick with it and trust my routine. It's off the field, on the field, just like travels a lot more here. We go all over the place, long bus trips. I mean, just stay with it, trust my plan, and just learn as much as you can. Like, this is great competition all over the place, a lot of great teams, good cities. I mean, just stick with my plan, trust, and don't buy into the highs and lows. Just be as even keel as you can, no matter the outcome and circumstance.
Team's in first place right now. If the season ended today, it's a playoff team. So how, in your eyes, do we stay there to get back to the Texas League playoffs?
Yeah, just one game at a time. I mean, just like I said earlier, this game today means just as much as a game a week ago. So just one day at a time. I don't like to look at what other teams are doing around us. I mean, we're just trying to take care of Arkansas tonight. And then when the next day comes, we'll attack that one.
What do you think it's been about this team on the road this season? Because now the team is back to 500 at Hodgetown after a rough start at home, played a lot better recently, but had basically been good on the road since opening day this year. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think for us, it's just like one thing that we take pride in from an organizational thing, and just here is our pitching and defense. And sometimes when you get to Hodgetown, there's a lot more scoring in Hodgetown, but places like Arkansas, like where we're at now, I just think if you play good defense and throw the ball in the zone, like, you always have a shot to win, and I think that's what our team does so great, is pitching and defense.
Last one for you. Colina's been your manager your entire time in Double A. A lot of the same coaches from the end of last year to this year. What do you think he does to create a culture that makes people want to show up here every single day? Because I feel like you guys have more fun than maybe the average Double A team is.
Yeah, I mean, he's a player's coach for sure. He knows when we need to take an easier day and when we need to go attack stuff. Like, he talks to us, listens to us, and I mean, he's in it with us all the time. So I feel like he's one of us and shows up with a great mindset every single day and keeps it loose, keeps it fun, and that's what it's all about.
Ben, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.